seriously need to take a shower, my god. What the heck are you doing in here? This is the locker room. They let you in here. They don't care. Well, I guess it's valid. I am always the latest to stay. Wait, does that mean they're all gone? Oh, crap. I'm so sorry, babe. I didn't think it was that much overtime. I'll make it up to you, I swear. So, everyone really went home? You could have gone and hung out with them. I heard Rachel was throwing some sort of celebration party. Our last game, you know. I went pretty great, if I do say so myself. All thanks to you. I heard what you did. You got everyone's crushes to form a little cheer team. I don't even want to know how you managed to get all that information or how you managed to get them all to agree, but I'm impressed, and so is everyone on the team. Ugh. I've got to get out of these shoes. You don't mind, do you? Well, you just seem like the perfect seat. Oh, come on. How long have we been together? No need for you to be so shy. That's what I thought. Now. Anyways, so how was watching me practice? I think it was a little bit harder on the girls today. Lots of yelling. I think I might have even upset a few of them. I don't mean to get like that, but with the nationals coming up, it's just so much stress. I find myself snapping more and more often. Sorry, I don't mean to rant. You seem like the only one I can talk to. I'm not even trying to be funny, I'm being serious. My only real friends besides you are all on the volleyball team. And I can't vent them about volleyball team members. That wouldn't make me a very good captain. If I just talked crap about everyone to everyone. So, like, with you, I know my secrets are safe. And you know I don't mean any harm, I just gotta get some of this stuff off my chest sometimes. Don't tell me that's how you knew about all the crushes and stuff. Well, I don't mean to be a blabbermouth, but when I'm with you, it just seems to all come out. Well, I thought maybe when I talked about those kinds of things, you just tuned me out. You were actually listening, though, weren't you? Well, everyone's happy, so I suppose I can't complain. You seem to know just the way to a girl's heart. Are you a magician? You always know exactly what to say and exactly what to do. And I wish it was more like you sometimes, babe. You seem to put your best foot forward in every single thing you do. I try my best, but lately it's been feeling like it's not enough. Can I face you? Sorry, I don't mean to squish your legs. It's just, comfortable like this. I get to feel you close to me. And, well, it's cute. I don't know, most couples do this, don't they? This sort of thing. I'm not exactly the expert on what most couples do and don't do, but I don't know. Fine, you want me to get off? I can. No? Why no? Really? Because it seemed like just a second ago your face was turning red and you were about to open your mouth to give me a reason as to why I should get up. But now, your tune is changing. Any reason for that? You don't know. Well, if you can't use your words, then I suppose I'll just have to get up. So you do like it? Maybe I am the expert on what couples do and don't do after all. Obviously not. It was a joke. I knew that you liked, well, me being this close to you. Oh, well, don't look now, but your face, it's totally red. I'm not kidding. See, look at the mirror back there. It's okay. You said yourself, everyone's gone for the day. It's just me and you. So, don't start saying you're worried now about someone coming in. Well, when you get embarrassed, you tend to do this thing where you think you say something smart. Maybe I'll quit embarrassing you, but half the time you're so flustered you don't even realize what you're saying. Like now, for instance. What if someone will walk in and see us? Oh, but it's adorable. I love seeing you all flustered. Of course I do. Why would I lie about something like that? Hey, if I say you're adorable, then you're adorable. End of discussion. And you are. Why are you stuttering now? No, I haven't broken you, have I? I've never heard you this flustered before. Was it too much? What's that? Are you sure? It sounds like maybe you want me to How about we try something new? Well, usually we go to yours. But what if we were to... What? Practice has been over for hours. Nobody's coming. It's just us. I have the keys to the locker room. I could lock the doors. Oh, come on, baby. Just think about it. An immediate no is not thinking about it. Come on, like 5 seconds, just mull it over in your brain. So, is that a yes? Fine. How about a compromise? You're basically stabbing me with your hard cock, so why don't we grind a little? It's just you and me in this locker room. And if you don't let me get some of this frustration out, well, there's no telling what I might do to you. So, why don't you be a good boyfriend? The greatest boyfriend. And let your girlfriend take care of you. Obviously, you need it. All it took for me was to sit on your lap, and you're already this hard. It must be so miserable for you to watch me at practice all day. And these little shorts, my tits and ass bouncing around, the sweat dripping down my skin. I bet it's fucking unbearable for you. But you still punish yourself, come to every practice and every game, and watch me for every second. Cause you're a fucking pervert. But you're my little pervert. Isn't that right? You're not looking at any of those other girls, are you? Of course not. So why don't you prove it to me by letting me, your girlfriend, take care of this boner that I gave you? Nobody else, right? That's what I fucking thought. You're too easy, you know that? That's why I love you. Teasing you is so fun. We've never done it somewhere this risky before. No, I seriously doubt that anyone from the team will walk in, but a janitor perhaps, making the rounds, coming in to empty a trash can or store cleaning supplies. Oh, what a precarious position. You sitting here in the girls' locker room and me bouncing on top of you. Well, we would have some explaining to do, that's for sure. And there it is. Your face is ultimate red. That's how I know. It's going to take almost nothing to make you bust. Your mind is already so far down in the gutter. I would barely have to graze it right now. I would leave your moans echoing they're out. Oh, but that would be too quick. We can't have that. No, babe. You know how I like to make you last. I'm going to take off my jersey. And when I do, you're gonna play with my boobs. Who knows? Maybe I can even make you come hands-free. Never done that before. That I know of. Who knows? Maybe you secretly bust watching me at practice all the time. Wouldn't put it past you, my little pervert. Don't make that face. Have you? No, don't tell me. Because if we do it now, I want to feel like it was the first time. It'll make me happier. Go on. Play with them. I know you want to. They're so big in your hands. You like that, don't you? Put them in your mouth. Go on, fucking suck on them. What if I let you fuck them? I said, what if I let you fuck them? My boobs. Come on, you know. I wrap them around. Or, well, sort of sandwich your tech in between them. When I slobber all over the tip, giving lots of lubrication. Oh, come on. Busting all over my face right here in the locker room. You can tell me that that doesn't sound really fucking hot. Exactly. Pull down your pants. I'm being serious. Yeah, I want to. Hurry up. Someone could walk in, remember? Okay. Don't come too fast. Or I'll be cross with you. How does it feel, babe? Don't make that face. You can't come yet, remember? God, I love hearing the sound of you moan. You're so adorable. Do you like the way it feels? I want you to come all over my face. Okay? You tell me when you want to come. Getting close already. Damn. Okay, babe. Go on. Oh my god. There's so much. Well, I wasn't expecting there to be this much. This load tastes sweeter than usual. Have you actually been eating? I admit I sent you that article as a little bit of a joke. Did you actually? God, you're so fucking cute. And you're all mine.